everybody, to the premier edition of Nerding Out. I am Jeremy Staples. With me, as always, is Brett Beeler. Say hi, Brett.
Hi, how's it going?
How's it going, indeed. So, Nerding Out, the show where we will talk about everything nerd, from TV, movies, video games. If it's nerdy, we probably like it. We'll probably talk about it at great length and annoy the shit out of all of you. So it's going to be a fun time.
Fun, fun, fun.
Fun, fun, fun. Until Daddy takes the T-Bird away. You have to forgive me. I'm a little under the weather here, and it's kind of hard for me to talk, but we're going to get through this. All right. So this last weekend, Comic-Con 2013, all sorts of news coming out of it. We're going to briefly touch on some of the larger news items here. I've actually got it pulled up here. First off, give me one second here. Computer's being an asshole. Batman versus Superman, the biggest news coming out of Comic-Con. What are your thoughts on it, Brett?
I'm excited. I can't wait to see who they're going to cast as Batman, because we know it's not going to be Christian Bale. It'd be a nice little swerve if we got a little Christian Bale, but I think that's highly, highly unlikely. I know a lot of people didn't like the new Superman movie. I loved it. I thought it was great. Neem can go fuck yourself with a potato. So I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Yeah, we've actually talked about this before. I'm actually going to have to possibly hand in my nerd card, because I have yet to see Man of Steel. I'm just too damn poor and broke, and I refuse to download a cam shot version of it, because that's
absolutely
just crap. That's not, that doesn't do. But if anybody knows anything about me, it's that I am a huge fucking bat freak. To my left, as I sit here recording the show tonight, I have a wall of nothing but Batman action figures, Hot Wheels cars, posters, all sorts of memorabilia. So, yes, I am a fucking dork. So I'm super excited for this movie. Like you mentioned with the casting, so it's most likely not going to be Bale. Who would you like to see in that role?
I haven't even really thought about it. I really don't want to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen Batman, the newest one, what's called Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
If you haven't, that's your own, it's your own fucking fault. So that was a nice little end to it, whatever, but I think I want to see somebody brand new.
Yeah, I hear you. I would not mind if they decided to put JTG in there, or JTL, I should say. JTG. That's a different podcast. Put Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that spot. I think he's a great actor. If you've ever seen the movie Hesher, you know he's a great actor. And if you have not seen that movie, fucking do yourself a favor. It's awesome. But other than that, I was trying to think of like what actors are hot right now, you know, out there in the public
eye. Maybe a little. I'm thinking maybe some Tobey Maguire. No.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you so hard. Yeah, yeah, the next thing you know, they'll be doing the fucking twist in the goddamn movie, you know, making pancakes or some fucking bullshit. Fuck Spider-Man 3.
Hey,
no,
Spider-Man 3 was awesome. It was so bad that it was good. I laughed my ass off the entire time. 10 out of 10, would watch again.
It's a 10 out of 10. That's
it was
pretty
the best
big,
comedy of the year.
Oh, I thought it was a horror movie. No, I was thinking, you know, before the big flop with the Lone Ranger, Armie Hammer. He's kind of on the rise, and I thought that, you know, he might make a good, you know, he's about the right age, so he might make a good Batman. But I don't know if people are going to be kind of hesitant to cast him in a movie right now, especially a big franchise.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so moving on. We were just talking about, you know, that fuck pile of a movie, Spider-Man 3. I am more optimistic for Amazing Spider-Man 2. They've already showed off Jamie Foxx as Electro. I'm still waiting for them to give us a shot of Paul Giamatti as the Rhino. But I'm pretty excited about this movie. How about you?
Well, this is where we kind of switch because I still haven't seen Amazing Spider-Man. I don't know why. I worked at a movie theater when it came out. Could have gone for free and just never did. Spider-Man's one of my favorites, and I really don't know why I never saw it. I love me some Paul Giamatti, though. As far as Jamie Foxx's Electro goes, I like Electro the character. Don't really care for Jamie Foxx that much. But I've been dying for Mysterio to be the Spider-Man villain in a movie for a while now. He's supposed to be like a special effects movie guy, and it would actually be a movie with special effects. So I think it would, you know, it's come on. It's like pancakes and peanut butter, man.
Yeah, indeed. I kind of go against you a little bit here. I do like Jamie Foxx. I think he's a great actor, especially in Django Unchained. But I'm a fucking total Tarantino mark, so I was gonna love that movie no matter what. Definitely a movie to look out for, and do yourself a favor and watch the first one, man. It was really good. It was really well done.
I definitely plan on checking it out. So.
All right, so they showed some footage, a little bit of footage, a little teaser from the upcoming X-Men, Days of Future Past. I really, really enjoyed First Class. I thought it did a lot to restore X-Men from the way it was left with the third movie. I know I like to bitch about the third movie in superhero franchises, apparently. But that movie sucked. But I'm pretty excited about this movie. How about you?
I know I'm completely failing. You talk about turning in your nerd card. I haven't seen First Class. Like, I saw parts of it when I worked at the theater. I know. But me and my friends were talking about it the other night, and the two guys I was talking to actually both really hated it. I don't know what it was. I can't remember exactly why. They didn't really like it. I heard really nothing but good things. The parts I saw looked really good. I definitely need to see it. And kind of along the same lines, the new Wolverine looks awesome as well.
It definitely looks better than the last one, X-Men Origins Wolverine. I thought that movie sucked. I don't know.
I liked what I saw, but I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah. Now on to Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not real familiar with them in the comics. They're not really, I guess it just didn't pique my interest. The big news coming out was that former WWE star Dave Bautista has been cast in the movie, and that to me doesn't really signal a whole lot of faith for me in this movie.
My opinion on that goes about as far as...
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But hey, could be wrong. Probably not. Could be.
I'm gonna read your mind. I'm gonna say the next thing you were gonna move on to was the Avengers 2 got its title, Age of Ultron. The first one was amazing. I put it right up there along some of the best comic book movies. It's right up there with Dark Knight. I also put Iron Man 1 up there. So those three movies are probably like my favorite comic book movies. And I'm excited to see what the next one's going to do for me.
Yeah, and I mean, judging by box office numbers alone, I mean, I think that was everybody's favorite comic movies, and they were just so well made. The first Avengers movie was just like the perfect storm of awesome. Marvel did such a good job leading up to that by giving everybody their origin stories, and I don't think they could have made a better movie.
I completely agree. That was top notch.
Yeah, so definitely got huge boners for Avengers 2 coming up here.
That's funny because we were making that movie about the boner Avengers, I'm thinking we should probably finish that up pretty soon.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be put out by Vivid. Expect it in stores this holiday season.
Woohoo!
Yep. all right. After that, a personal favorite moment from this year's Comic-Con, the teaser trailer for the Veronica Mars movie. I loved that show. My wife does not understand it. She barely tolerates it. She kind of hates Kristen Bell because she used to be a crush of mine. I used to have a little bit of crush on her. Still do a little bit probably, but hey, she's going to beat me up now. I even named my car Veronica, so she doesn't feel the love. We'll put it that way. But no, I really enjoyed that show and am so stoked for this movie.
I loved the show too. I remember watching it on UPN back in the day when it came out. I was abused as a child and didn't grow up with cable, so I took what I could get. And I really did love the show. I never finished it, actually. I never watched the third season. I watched the first two, and I think I watched a couple episodes of the third. I don't know why. I know it's on Netflix. I just need to finish it off. But it was a great show. It kind of sucks that it was on the Underpaid Negroes Network. That's UPN, if you didn't catch that. Because I think it would have really thrived elsewhere and just didn't find its audience on that network.
No, not at all. It would have done a lot better on, say, like an NBC, even though they are cancel happy. So it might not have lasted as long, you know, actually. But
yeah,
no,
NBC kind of sucks.
Yeah, but this movie looks great. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, it has the tone of the show, like, down. It's pretty much exactly what anybody could, like, have hoped for. And that's
yeah,
good,
isn't
especially...
She like, isn't she supposed to be like a psychology major or something like that? I watched the trailer.
Yeah, it's something like that. She went to school and, you know, made something of herself, and now she's returning to looks like solve some murder, and very, very much in tune with the show. But no, it's pretty amazing that the way that this all came about. It was put out there on Kickstarter. People supported the fuck out of it. They reached their goal within, I think it was 24 hours, and they actually got like 500% more or 200% more, whatever, than they were even asking for to make this movie, which shows that, you know, the support was there, and it's kind of ridiculous that the show was canceled in the first place.
Yeah, like I said, UPN, though. My feelings on the Kickstarter are kind of mixed, because I do feel like that's supposed to be for smaller, like, unknown projects. And I think, you know, if they got the backing, they should have done it. But at the same time, you know, I understand that they were kind of gauging fan reaction to see if it would really be worth doing the movie in the first place anyway. And I know it's also, I believe, still to date is the biggest Kickstarter project ever funded. So I can't complain too much because I do love the show. I'm excited for the movie. So I'll go ahead and let that one slide. But in the future, I'd rather see Kickstarter for those smaller upstart projects rather than established franchises and things like that.
Well, if you think about it, though, this really wasn't an established franchise. I mean, it had its fan base, but it's not like, you know, a major motion picture had been made about it already, and there was already a need for another movie or a want for another movie. It was a fledgling show that has now been brought to the big stage. So, I mean, to me, I think that's pretty perfect for, you know, what Kickstarter is intended for. Moving on. A little bit of a TV news. Well, not really news. Me and you both love some television. So, upcoming now, next month, we have the return of Breaking Bad.
Yes.
The greatest show on television today. Really no
ever.
Question about that. Or ever. I am so excited for this. It's been too long. It's been over a year since, you know, the first half of the season stopped. And I'm so ready for the final, I think it's 8 episodes. Let's get a little, like, predicting going on here. What do you see happening, you know, coming up in this final half of the final season?
I see it ending one of two ways. One being that Jesse kills Walt, which I think is probably the most likely outcome that we'll get. I don't know how exactly they'll get there, but obviously the whole Walt poisoning Brock thing is definitely going to come into the forefront. There's no way Jesse doesn't find out about that. The other way I see it ending is possibly Walt getting some redemption but still dying. We saw in the cold open for the first episode of the season where he buys that big, huge fucking gun from the guy that sold him the gun with no serial number way seasons back. And, you know, maybe his family's in trouble or something, and he's going to save him, and he's going to go out a hero and kind of redeem himself. And I do see that as a possible ending, but I think him dying at Jesse's hands is much more likely.
That is exactly what I think is going to end up happening. The story from day one has been building around the at one time, like, father-son, like, aspects of Jesse and Walt's relationship, but on the other hand, it's very adversarial. I mean, the show starts out where, you know, Jesse is a failed student of Walt's in a chemistry class in high school, and you know, they go on to business together after that, but it just seems to me that it's just been building and building and building towards the final confrontation between those two. All I know is that when the final shot of that show, you know, airs, and right before the credits hit, I'm going to be fucking crying like a little girl.
Me too.
I trust the show creators, and I have enough faith in them to know that they are going to give us something that is meaningful.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's kind of strange, you know, talk about that. You know, talk like this about a television show, but it's really so much more. Like, it's like, I mean, of course it's art, but it's just the characters, they speak on such a real level. Like you could really believe that these people exist. And
absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway,
so
enough of that.
A little bit. I got one more prediction to throw out there. Be it Skyler, Walt Jr., or the baby, I can't remember her name. Maybe you can help me out with that.
I can't remember. We'll call it Judy.
All right, well, whatever. She's a baby. Fuck her. I think one of them is going to die. I don't know which one it's going to be. I think if the baby died, and I don't want to be labeled a baby hater or anything like that, I think if the baby died, it would be a huge shock. It would be great TV for sure. And, I think it would cause a lot of drama in the show that people would salivate over and love to see. But at the same time, you know, whether it's Walt Jr. or Skyler instead, it's still going to be a big moment in the show. I think one of them is definitely going to die before the series is over.
I wouldn't mind seeing Skyler dying.
Me neither. I was thinking she was going to commit suicide before the break, and that never happened. And
yeah,
I feel like that's almost a little too obvious at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe she still does, but I think I'd rather get a little bit more of a twist.
No, I don't think she's gonna kill herself. That was just a big front. She was, you know, trying to get her way. She was being a fucking, you know, a average woman and using her wilies to get over on the man. So yeah. Also upcoming, we've got the return of Sons of Anarchy season 6.
I know
we're both fans of the show. What do you see happening on that show?
As far as that show goes, I have no fucking clue. I know I remember reading right before last season ended that they all signed on for 3 more seasons, which just blew me away because that show always feels like it's ramping up for some big conclusion, some big head-to-head between Jax and Clay. And you know that's how the show has to end. They can't, you know, finish that storyline and continue on with the series. So the fact that they're doing 3 more seasons completely just blows my mind, and I have no idea where they're going to go.
Well, they're not doing 3 more seasons. There's season 6 is the one that starts now. The final season is 7.
Oh, well, they must change things. I remember them saying 3, and they were going to do through season 8, but that was a long time ago. Things change.
Yeah.
Still, even then, 2 more seasons. I don't know. There was a teaser poster released. I don't know if you saw that. But it was kind of like every main character in the show just kind of at each other's throats and holding each other back from beating the snot out of each other. So I think we're going to see a lot of a club implosion this season.
Yes, definitely. which is really what we've seen, the last, five seasons that have preceded. It's just been the internal breakdown of this, proud biker gang. I love me some dudes in leather. I'll have to admit that. So that part of the show is always great. That, and you're always guaranteed to see, a nice shot of Jax's ass in the shower. Fat work.
Ooh.
Dude. Fat.
Fat all night.
Fapomania. All right. I think that's it for the television shows that are upcoming that I want to talk about. Is there anything else that you're currently watching?
Not that I can think of specifically right now. Dexter, I guess. I've been
Dexter.
Watching that. I like where this season's been going right now.
Yes.
It's been really good so far. So, hold on. I think my child is here. So, you talk.
Okay. Yes, the current season of Dexter with, the continuing to lead up towards the end with, once again, a final confrontation between Dexter and Deb. This is the final season. It's been kind of a strange trip with the show, and I wouldn't want anything else from it. The whole thing with the with the current season with the I'm fucking spacing on her name, the doctor, the fucking psychoanalyst.
Vogel.
Yeah, Vogel. That whole thing where she's kind of manipulating Dexter, obviously. By sending him after one of her former patients in this last episode. Spoilers if you haven't seen it yet. Just really good show. It's kind of fallen off a little bit from where it was before. I think it pretty much peaked with season 3 with the Trinity storyline. Some of the best. Season 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
season 3 Prado.
Yes. Season 4 of Trinity. That was some of the best television of that year.
Absolutely.
That was just great. John Lithgow fucking can turn up the creepy when he needs it.
He definitely nailed that. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Final season.
Yeah, and I've kind of had a love-hate relationship with the show a little bit. Season 4 was amazing, and people kind of shit on season 6. That's the one with Colin Hanks where the killer was all in his head, and people were, it was a super predictable twist. He had coming from a mile away. Whatever, I didn't think the season was that bad. Season 5, the one with Julia Stiles, is the one I hated because nothing happened.
Yes,
you
Lumen.
You introduce somebody who's never seen the show and completely skip season 5, and they would not miss a beat. Absolutely nothing happened that season to move forward.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because that was the first season that I watched with Bethany. I introduced her to my wife, Bethany, to everybody who doesn't know. I introduced her to the show via that season, and I'm kind of amazed that she was able to get hooked into it, honestly. She's with me right there now, coming up in these final episodes, and we've been pretty entertained. Another show, before I forget, that's going to be returning soonish, Walking Dead. Do you watch Walking Dead?
I do. This last season was a little underwhelming, in my opinion, but I'm still excited. I still like the show, so let's see where it goes.
Yeah, it seems to be shit's about to hit the fan, as it's always about to in that show. Looks like they're going to be having to leave the prison and venture out. I never read the graphic novels, so I don't have that in the back of my head. I'm always constantly judging the show and what the directions they're going, and I kind of like that I was able to keep myself pure from them. Go ahead.
I would encourage you to read them because the show is actually vastly different from the comic. There are a lot of callbacks, like, Herschel gets his leg chopped off and he's an amputee. The same thing happens in the comic, but to a different character, and it actually happens twice. One character, not spoiler or anything, but I'm gonna. the first guy he does it to actually, Rick fucks it up and he bleeds out. And then the second guy he does it to is actually Dale, which is pretty interesting. So I'd encourage you to read the comics because they are quite a bit different from the show, but the show still does a lot of callbacks to them.
Yes, and I actually do plan on going back and watching, or reading the comics once the show has concluded. I just, at this point, I would rather keep myself kind of separated from it. All right, so I think that's it for television. Now on to some video games. Are you currently playing anything right now?
I haven't been playing a lot. My computer kind of took a shit on me, which really sucked. I can't get it to turn on. So I've just been kind of playing Dark Souls again. I already beat it, but I'm playing it through a second time. And great game. I absolutely love it. I'm completely addicted, but nothing new. I've been broke, so I can't afford a whole lot.
Yeah, same here. I haven't been able to buy a new game in a while now. So right now I'm going back and I'm playing Dead Rising 2. I had never finished it. I didn't even get very far into it, and I kind of shelved it for, I think, something else came out right after that, so I got hooked on it and kind of forgot about it. So I went back and restarted it, and so that's what I've been playing. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking ahead to GTA 5. That's the next game that I think that's the next game I'll be able to afford to buy. Are you excited?
I'm pretty pumped. It's actually out here pretty soon, only like a month and a half?
September 17th, I believe.
Yeah, so it's coming up pretty quick. Hopefully I'll be able to afford it by then. I've got the wedding in a couple weeks, and hopefully I won't be so broke after that.
This is just where it starts.
Thanks for that heads up. But, I mean, I think this is kind of be like the last big hurrah on the current gen consoles. I know a lot of stuff coming out will be both on the new consoles and the current ones, but I feel like this is probably like the last big game, big hit for this generation. It's kind of like the last hurrah.
Yes, I agree with that. We have talked in the past about the upcoming consoles, mostly the fiasco that was the unveiling of the Xbox One. Do you still feel as much rage towards it as you did then?
I do. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not so much rage as it is now distrust. When they flopped on it and they went back and they said, okay, fine, you don't have to always be online or check in once a day, and you can trade games with friends or whatever. It was too late. It's like if you can snap your fingers and switch from not allowing that stuff to allowing it, what's to stop you 2 or 3 years down from the line from changing your mind again and screwing everybody over? So I'm turning my nose up to the Xbox One.
Yeah.
There is one good coming out called Titanfall. I don't know if you've looked much into that. It's actually from the guys who created Call of Duty, which I hate, and I know you suck all over COD's dick. But
I wouldn't go that
it looks
far.
Great. I mean, my issue with COD is it's plain to me. I don't just like guns and soldiers that look the same for the entire time. Give me aliens and zombies and lasers and things like that. That's what entertains me. And they're actually doing a sci-fi game with mechs and wall running for their soldiers and all this other stuff. And it is an Xbox exclusive, with the exception of PC, but they're also releasing it on the 360. It's kind of going to be one of those that's on both this gen and next gen. So I might have to check it out on the 360. As much as I don't want to pay for live again, I may just for a little bit for that game.
I have not seen anything about that game yet, but I'll be sure to check that out. Like I was going to say, I plan on still buying both consoles, but I'm definitely buying the PS4 first. I'll wait it out with the Xbox, only because there is going to be exclusives that they have that I'm going to want to play. One of them, and I'm pissed that they made it an Xbox exclusive, at least at first, is the upcoming Dead Rising 3. As I was talking about, I'm currently playing 2. I really love those games. But so... that is going to force me to eventually pay for it, you know, that damn console. And I like the
For me, I have a Barcade in town that charges like $15 a month for membership or $5 cover, and then all the video games are free, and they keep pretty current with what they have. So for that and for like Halo 5, because, you know, I'm a big Halo nut, and really anything else, I plan on spending just the $15 a month and playing it as much as I want and not having to worry about dropping $500 on the console.
Yeah, and with, I mean, if you got your computer working, isn't, aren't the Halo games also released on Windows?
No.
No,
they kind of did. I think they did with 2. I don't think they may have released 3, but I'm not sure. And I know they definitely didn't release Reach or 4 on PC.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I also read the other day, had you ever heard of the game that was supposed to come out for the PS3 called Agent that was going to be put out by Rockstar?
Yes, and I did see what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Yes, that they renewed the patents for it. So this game was announced in 2009, and it's a Rockstar game, so I automatically, you know, I'm interested. I'm down for, you know, giving it a shot. And then the game just kind of went dark, and we didn't hear anything about it for years. And even them just renewing their patent is enough to get me a little excited about that.
Yeah, I haven't listened to a lot of the game, but, you know, like you said, Rockstar, I love most of their games, so definitely interested in it. And with the new console generations, I mean, I'm hoping that is going to mean a lot of new franchises. So it's definitely one I've got my eye on.
Definitely, definitely. Let's see here. I'm trying to actually looking.
I want to talk about the redhead stepchild for a moment. That would be Nintendo. I bought a Wii on launch day, mostly because I knew Smash Brothers would be coming out, and that's what I wanted. And after that, as much as I love Smash Brothers, I told myself I would not buy a Nintendo console for one game again. And then they announced the new Smash Brothers like I knew they would, and I fell in love. And so I'm kind of looking at a Wii U now. I'm going to wait for a price drop. I'm hoping there's going to be one when the new consoles launch. It's been out for a little while, so hopefully there'll be some good games on there. My Wii, as bad as this is going to sound, my Wii has been completely neglected for years. But now that generation's kind of over, I'm thinking about going back and picking up some of those really good games that came out over its life cycle on the cheap. But, I don't know, man, Smash Brothers, I'm excited. I love me some Smash Brothers.
See, I'm kind of the same way with the Wii, even though, I bought it for one game only, and that was, Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword. Love me some Zelda, but I waited until, about 6 months ago before I finally bought my first Wii, played some Zelda, and now it's probably sitting in the pawn shop right now because I needed some cash one day. I only spent $60 on it.
Let's have a little bit of an argument. You want to have a little argument?
Oh, no. You're not going to go where I think you're going to go.
No. So I think I purchased 3 games for the Wii the entire time I've had it, and I've had it since launch. That would be Smash Brothers, Red Steel, and Zelda Twilight Princess. Almost fell out of love with Zelda because of Twilight Princess. I don't know what it was. It wasn't a bad game by any means, but I felt like there was no magic to it. There's no hook for me. The controls were, they were Wii controls, kind of meh. But I don't know. There wasn't enough side stuff to do. What?
Bug collecting. You can collect bugs all day long in that game. Not
fuck
side
bugs.
Stuff to do. Fuck you.
But I told you we didn't argue.
I bought that game on the GameCube. I was one of the people who had pre-ordered it when it was first announced, and then when they were going to announce the Wii, they decided to push back the release date by a full year so that they could make a Wii version to release at the same time. And I was pissed.
I remember.
I was pissed.
Too.
So, yeah, I have it on the GameCube still, currently. But yeah, I guess that is what it is. I can understand.
And I haven't played Skyward Sword. I obviously haven't invested a lot of money in my Wii, so I don't have the Wii Motion Plus, which I believe is required for Skyward Sword. So I've never really gotten around to playing it.
Yeah,
I hear it's great though. So I'll play it one day. I'm hoping it'll be great and make me fall in love with Zelda again. Because I mean, I love the classics. I love Link to the Past. I love the original one on the NES. I love Ocarina of Time. I even love Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, the side-scrolling one on the NES. So I consider myself a big Zelda fan. I just didn't like Twilight Princess that much.
Yeah. I can understand that. The tone was so vastly different than the other games as well. It was a little darker. But no, you mentioned Ocarina of Time. That is probably my favorite video game of all time.
It might be mine too.
I have beaten that game at least 7 times, and I did a playthrough once where I timed myself, and I was able to do everything in that game. You know, getting the building the Master Sword, getting all the bottles, you know, every little thing that you could possibly do in that game in under 20 hours.
Wow!
Yeah, I got pretty good at it to the point where if my friends were ever stuck on it, they would call me into the room. I was basically their fucking their strategy guide. But yeah, I got really good at that game. God, I want to play it right now. But yeah. So yeah, it is what it is. Is there anything else gaming related that you'd like to touch on?
Nothing. Oh man, I got a bug in my throat. Nothing particularly that I can really think about right now. I'm kind of browsing the sites as we speak, and nothing huge is popping out to me. Maybe when I'm not so broke, I'll be able to talk more about fun games, but I haven't bought anything since I probably picked up Dark Souls for $15 used. So, yeah, I think I'm tapped.
Yeah, and I've heard you talk about some Dark Souls in the past. I know you're really into that game. I didn't really get into it. Oh, no. Don't even be silly. All right. Moving on here. Something a little different. Our good pal, Steve the Jew, recently received a voicemail, a very little bit disturbing voicemail from a certain costume superhero, the Dark Knight himself, Batman. And he sent me this clip, and I felt that everybody else would like to experience what poor Steve had to when he checked his messages one day. So give me a second, and I'll get that up.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Steve, this is the Batman. I've received word that both Bane and the Joker have contacted you recently, and I want to know why. Where are they? Where can I find them? What is your shoe size? Where's my pizza? What time is it? What is the square root of 57? Where are my car keys? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? What's eating Gilbert Grape? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Now, that is disturbing.
I think I peed a little.
Sorry?
I said I think I peed a little.
A little bit, yeah. I did upon first hearing it. See, our poor friend Steve the Jew, he has the unfortunate... just unfortunately a lot of people who aren't in their right minds and might stalk the night have been calling and leaving messages on his answering machine. Batman there stated he has received calls in the past from both Joker and Bane. Joker even threatened to light his family on fire. He's just not having a good time. I mean, it starts out, he was born a Jew. So that's there, just bad times all around for, poor Steve. Jesus Christ. That's all I have to say.
I can't bring myself to feel bad for him.
No? Yeah, me neither.
No, not even a little.
You're such a cruel, cruel taskmaster.
That's what they call me.
I call you the gangster of love.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some people.
All right. So was there anything else that you wanted to touch upon here on this first edition of Nerding Out?
I think we covered a lot of topics. I think we're good. We kind of touched base a little bit everywhere.
All right. So we're going to go into something we're going to do every week, and that is Song of the Week. This week's song is a little special. We had talked about the upcoming Veronica Mars movie that comes out next February. So I thought it was only fitting that we use the song that they used to use for their theme, and that is We Used to Be Friends by the great Dandy Warhols. And here you go.
And I love this song.
And I apologize, this is the long intro version.